Hello everyone, I am the Texas JC State President of 2021. This is the first time ever that I've known of that the state has actually had a podcast. What is a JC, you ask? I'll tell you. To be both a free man or woman is an accident. To live in one is a responsibility, and to die in one is an obligation. A JC is arrogant, and he or she has a distorted sense of values. He or she is so arrogant that he or she doesn't know some of the things are impossible, and he or she goes ahead and does them. He or she is so backwards that he or she still believes in the old ideals that made their country great. They deny the proposition that is not what you know, but whom you know. And thinks the success that comes to them who can deliver the goods. They are so mixed up that they think it is better to be right than to be rich. And that it can be rise, and that they can rise the highest by staying on the level. They think it is better to be free than to be secure. Better to run their own government than to beg from it. And they look for a helping hand at the end of their own arm. A JC is so inexperienced that they can't solve a community problem by sitting in an air-conditioned office, drifting off into a cool atmosphere of abstract thought. They have to put their shoulder to the wheel and their hand into God's hand and pray like a lost sinner while they tote and lift the belts. You can't recognize a JC by looking at gifts. To thousands of poor children at Christmas time, they look like Santa Claus. To millions of citizens who see them sweating in the summer heat to get out the vote, they look like Uncle Sam in a limp shirt. To the forgotten people in the polio wards and the TB hospitals who depend on the fellows like them to gather the money that saves human lives. They look like an angel, and to the political crooks and demons who crept into the local governments to pull down the wool curtain of secrecy, close the open doors of public office, and steal away the people's liberty, they look like a hangman. And even if you know a JC today, you won't know them tomorrow. Today, they may be an obscure clerk, but after a while in the JCs, and after getting into the bloodstreams of community affairs, they'll be hiring and firing clerks by the dozen. Today, he may be a follower. Tomorrow, they may be a leader. But in the meantime, they are spending time on communities or running around on cold nights, helping on some kind of improvement project, or standing on the street corner with a loudspeaker telling people to give and vote and go and come and listen and be concerned. And they will start getting public recognition and people that doesn't know from Adam or Eve will call them by name on the street and will be speaking terms with hundreds they never knew before. And their boss will begin to realize what a valuable employee he or she is, and fellow citizens will be turning to them for leadership. And they will be lucky if the spouse loves them enough to gripe like the Dickens because they don't spend more time at home. But their real reward would be comfortable realization that is doing the things that build communities and states and nations. They can say that the solemn pride that while others stayed in the background, they came forward and threw down the gauntlet to every problem or injustice that hung over their community and neighbors. They can say that while others were following the crowd, he followed his conscience. And that they was working to keep every dot and dash in the Constitution while others were concerned only in putting dollar signs on the ledger. When some were merely yelling, "Throw the rascals out," they were ready to step in. While others just pointed at dirt, they were swinging a broom. This was written by John B. Shepard, former Attorney General of the state of Texas, past president, Texas JCs, past national president of the United States JCs. You know, I have been a JC for over 3 years. When I first joined the JCs, I had no idea what JCs even meant. I served 2 terms on the state board, and each time was different. But now as a state president, I face many, many obstacles. I have ups and downs. I'm starting to realize that I can't please everyone, that sometimes I may not have the right answer. But the one thing that I will never, never lose focus on is my relationship with God, and God is all powerful. With that being said, if you would like any information on how to become a JC, feel free to reach out to me at adamscharity990@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode.